It is National Volunteers Week, and across the country, volunteers are making a huge difference to individuals' lives as they work with charities to, well, help improve people's lives for the better. Now, British Blind Sport are involved in volunteering and also part of the See My Voice project. Now, to tell us more, we have with us Liana Casio from BBS. Liana, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Alan. So obviously See My Voice is related to young people volunteering, and we've decided to showcase our first cohort across National Volunteers Week. So what you can find on our social media pages is us showcasing some quotes about our young volunteers' experiences to date, what they're getting out of it, and hopefully to encourage more young people and with a visual impairment to potentially look at volunteering in the future and maybe apply to enrol on future cohorts of See My Voice and to develop their skills, amongst other things.
Many of our listeners will be familiar, Liana, with British Blind Sport providing sporting opportunities around the UK to blind and partially sighted people. So where does this project fit into that, and how does it work with volunteering?
So the project See My Voice kind of fills a little bit of a gap within the organisation. Obviously, we do have spaces for volunteers, but it's a programme specifically for young volunteers with a visual impairment. So we kind of support them to find opportunities in their local area. It could be with their local club, their school, and just to encourage them to get involved in volunteering and do that social action. But also, whilst they're giving back to their local community, they're developing their own skills to kind of be more independent, more confident in their abilities, and to showcase just what they can do.
When people talk about volunteering, they probably think about maybe people who are retired and have lots of time to give to different projects and so on. But, you know, just from what you're saying there, it's for any age, and especially for young people, it's a crucial way of gaining work experience, and if they have a visual impairment as well, it's all that self-confidence and independent mobility.
Absolutely. The work experience is essential. Obviously, the employability skills, the transferable skills that they get from that, they can use in any aspect of their life. So we firmly believe that is a very good avenue to get a taster of what they can do, potential career paths as well. We have young leaders that are interested in sports rehab, so we're looking at sourcing them sports rehab placements. So it's not just about volunteering in their given sport. It is a bit broader than that. So they've got a mixture of roles from administration to social media, beyond the typical coaching roles that you might associate with young volunteers.
So they're really getting a wide opportunity here to try all sorts of different career building or skills building.
Absolutely. And each opportunity that we provide or trying to source is tailored to those individual needs and wants. So whatever that specific individual has asked for, that's what we go out to source. And should they change their mind, then we start looking in a new direction for them. So it's all about supporting those individuals to access what they want to access. And so hopefully that they'll create that kind of volunteering habit for life. So far, the feedback's been really good. They're really happy with the level of support that we're offering as an organisation. What they've started to realise from some of our development days and opportunities that provided so far is that it's more accessible than they thought it would be to volunteer on their doorstep. They just weren't necessarily aware of the opportunities that were presented to them or available to them. So it's just highlighting, obviously, what's on offer, and they've been jumping at the chance to get involved, which is great. They're really keen, and it's good to try and explore that further.
Did they think that perhaps having a visual impairment may hold them back as well?
Yeah, some of them have said that it's a potential barrier for them, but it's more about their confidence levels than potentially perceived on the other end. So we have had some of our young leaders working with coaches to improve their knowledge. So they're also raising awareness of their visual impairment with others. So, for instance, during National School Sports Week in a few weeks' time, some of our young leaders have encouraged their PE teachers to have a kind of VI sports day where they're going to try out VI sport at the school, and that their pupils and colleagues and peers can actually find out what it's like to have a visual impairment, which I think is fantastic for them to be showcasing and sharing that and raising the awareness level.
There are more opportunities to get involved coming up, though.
Yes, we have a recruitment process that's just open every year for 3 years. We've got 2 years remaining, so the next window will be September, October to apply. We're happy for people to inquire in the meantime should they have any questions about it, and we can look forward to answering those and helping them join the programme.
Fantastic. And if people would like more info on the programme, or indeed anything to do with British Blind Sport, what's the best way to get in touch?
You can give us a call on 01926 424247, or email info@britishblindsport.org.uk.
Leanne, it's great to hear that volunteering as part of this project is making such a huge difference to the lives of those taking part. And thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having us again, Alan. It's a pleasure as always.